So I have a little burden I want to share. Desire your prayers. So I have written on the board, walking by faith. And there's a scripture that has that part in it. We'll read after a moment here. But I first want to lay just a little bit of foundation here this morning. This message is intended to be something to inspire our faith this morning. To the believers, those that have been following the Lord, those that have an experience with God, though it may be little or short, or maybe for most of your life, it doesn't matter. But it's all for us here this morning. And so I first want to say this. Talking about faith. Faith is a very abstract thing. It's hard to explain or demonstrate, and it's such a broad subject as well. So I'm going to try to demonstrate a little bit of it this morning. But I first want to explain perhaps in something that some of us can relate to, that whether you're in a relationship with a companion or you've watched others that have been married. So the best thing I can do is share just from personal experience with my wife and I, Sheila. We've been married about 24 and a half years. And, you know, it's good and encouraging to hear the words, "I love you," from her as well, from me to her. But, you know, there's sometimes, whether it's throughout the day, if I'm at work or whatever, you know, I don't hear those words every 30 minutes. But yet, I know she still loves me. And in fact, I remember about 20 years ago, I had to go overseas on a business trip. We hadn't been married very long and had a little boy, too, back then. But on this trip, there wasn't the... Nowadays, things are a little easier with cell phones and internet. You can do FaceTime or video conferencing, whatever, those type of things. But back then, that wasn't possible. And it was... I don't think there was any phone calls for 10 days there. Just spoke with her before, and then before we left L.A., and when we got back to L.A., LAX airport. But the point was, for 10 days, I didn't hear the words, "I love you," from Sheila. But, you know, there were some other little things sprinkled in there, such as in my luggage. You know what she did? She put a few notes, slipped a few notes in there. Here and there, and some of the pockets and other little things that I'd find later. Just little reminders that she loved me. But yet, I didn't hear those words from her, and I wasn't seeing her in person. I couldn't, the connection wasn't there. But yet, even without those notes, I still knew that she loved me. But that was just a little bonus, okay? So again, that's in a literal relationship with someone. You may not hear them, see them, feel them for a span of time. But yet, because of the background of your relationship with them, the interactions you've had, the experiences you've had, the times you've exchanged those words, "I love you," or "I care for you," or "I want to help you," whatever it is, that you know there's a mutual agreement there that you love each other. And it's powerful. And no one can take that away from you. And sometimes it does well to, for instance, when I was gone on that trip, I was reflecting and remembering the times that we'd already had together. And that was a great thing. It's just a great reminder. And then again, seeing those little notes, I pull them out, I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool. That's awesome, you know. But I want to read a scripture in 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. Familiar scripture. And there's reading before and after. But I just want to focus on this one scripture. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. "For we walk by faith, not by sight." So again, what I have written on the board here this morning is walking by faith. So again, with relationship with my wife, you know that relationship builds as the years go by. The relationship builds, the experiences, and the difficult times, the times where maybe we are absent, or even sometimes where maybe we feel like there's something distant or something not quite right, but yet we work through that because we love each other, okay? And the love is just there. We've made some commitments, okay? And we've held to those, and we trust each other, and we build upon that throughout the years. You know, the same thing goes with our relationship with God. Now, I want to say this. There is a difference with God's love and mankind's love. God's love never changes and never wavers because He is God. He is always good. His middle name is love. Okay? You can't change that. That is a fact. That is a truth. Humans on the other side, sad to say, yes, sometimes their love does grow cold, whether it's for each other or for God. But I'm thankful that we have something solid to build our lives upon, the solid truth that God is love, and that He does care for us, and that He will do things, special things for us, write us little love notes, so to speak, like Brother John Sampson's experience this week. Those are little love notes from God. And you know, and sometimes when we're going through the difficult times, and maybe there is a distance, and maybe we haven't felt God, or we haven't seen God working, and we feel like, Lord, where are you? And then here comes a little love note, so to speak. Here comes a text, or a phone call, or a special conversation, or even just a gentle little hug from someone. You're like, where did that come from? It was from the Lord, telling you, reminding you, I love you. I care for you. I have a plan for you. I'm working for you. But again, sometimes it's a matter of having to walk by faith. Because quite frankly, in life, especially in our experiences with the Lord, sometimes He does feel like He is at a distance. And sometimes you cannot see Him working. And you don't feel Him near you. And it's like, Lord, where are you at? Dear ones, that's when faith has to kick in gear. That's when we have to walk in faith. And you know what? When you walk in faith, it's not something, we'll put it this way. Walking is action, okay? You can't just stand there and say, Lord, I don't see you working, or I don't see you at all, or I don't feel you, or I don't hear you, and all those things, and the devil will try to blind your minds and your memory of things God has done in the past, and so you're just kind of, and then all of a sudden it's like, well, Lord, I'm just going to sit here and fold my arms and say, I don't feel you, I don't see you, I don't hear you. But that's not taking action, folks. You have to walk by faith. You have to take some action. You have to reach out for the Lord. The Scripture talks about Apostle Paul, I believe it was his message on Mars Hill, talked about reaching out to God, that he's near us. If you might feel for Him, because He's near to every one of us. And that's where the Lord wants us to reach out in faith, even when we don't feel Him, or even when we don't see Him, we can still walk by faith. That God's promises have not changed. God Himself has not changed. His love for us has not changed. The Word of God has not changed. If there's any changing, it's on our part. Okay? And sometimes the circumstances of life will seem like it clouds our mind and our understanding. And it may cloud or look like a hindrance of our relationship and connecting with God. But I want to remind us this morning, it's at those times you have to take action and walk by faith. Even when you don't feel like walking, you step out on faith. So I want to demonstrate something here this morning. If you'll bear with me just for a moment. I want to demonstrate walking by faith. Now, I mentioned earlier relationship with Sheila, my wife, and now we have some history in our relationship. Again, almost 25 years of marriage. But you know, those that have walked with the Lord, we have experiences too. Experiences with the Lord. Times that He paid us a special visit, or times that He gave us a scripture. You know what? You can use that as a tool in walking and finding your way to God again. Even though God's not far, it's not like He's not there. He is there. But He wants us sometimes to put forth some effort to prove once again that, Lord, I trust you no matter how I feel, no matter my emotions, no matter the circumstances that are surrounding me, and I don't feel you anywhere, but yet I'm marching, I'm walking by faith, Lord. So I want to demonstrate here this morning what it can be like in our experience with the Lord. Bear with me just for a moment. If I can do this, I feel like... It's always harder when you're trying to do stuff in front of people. If I can get this double knot here. Okay, so I stand before you blindfolded, and I can't see a thing, just so you know. But in life, sometimes, you got a string hanging somewhere there. Sometimes in life, you can experience, nuisances, okay? Yeah, all right, you understand that. And hopefully this will stay tied on. But in life, sometimes you get turned around. Notice I'm blindfolded. And I have no idea which direction I am facing right now. I have no idea. But I want to tell you something. Even when you feel lost or confused, this feels kind of weird. And you don't know which way to turn. Maybe you don't feel God. But you know what? There's things you can do. All right? This is kind of scary. I've not practiced this, okay? So you have to bear with me. But you can feel, and here's something I want to remind you, okay? Just in my personal experience. I remember as a young man, after I got saved, I hadn't been saved very long, but there was, wow, this is weird. Ooh, yeah, okay. Yeah, careful, I like that. All right, see, I found something here. So I'm feeling along, but I remember as a young man, oh, wow, okay, now I know where I'm at. Okay, wash the water. Hell yeah, maybe I can get a drink of that. No, I'll do that later. But as a young man, I hadn't been saved very long, but I remember very definitely a time that I needed to hear from God. And you know what? He gave me a scripture that I have stood on, and it's a scripture I learned as a little boy. But at that time, the Lord brought it back to me, and it was Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good. To them that love the Lord, to them who are the called, that's the part, who are the called according to his purpose. But that first part, all things work together for good. So the point was, I was at a time I was questioning the Lord. And some difficult things I was going through. I felt like no one else understood. No one else cared. And I was discouraged. And the Lord gave me that scripture. And it was just like, you notice what happened a little bit ago? I felt the curvature of the podium up here. Or the rostrum. I felt the curvature. I'm like, that was a little toehold, okay? That scripture, Romans 8:28, it was like a toehold. I'm like, Lord, that's a promise. Thank you for giving me that. And you know what? To this day, that is still a scripture I have gone back to over and over and over again. But at that time, it was so critical, I needed that. And the Lord gave that to me. Then, later on in my life, now I found the podium here, so I'm able to walk along. And by the way, I'm trying to get to someone over here. I just spoke about it earlier. Now, in this sense, I'm trying to find the Lord, okay? All right? So just bear with me for a moment. So later on in life, still got these strings. Later on in life, I came to another difficult time. It was a time when I'd actually had some rebellion growing in my heart. I was in my middle teens. And I've shared this story before. Yeah, all right. There we go. All right. I found the wall. All right. Oh, yep, there's a light switch. Okay. I know where I'm at. But there was another time the Lord paid me a visit. I was on a canoe trip. I've shared this story before. I'll try to abbreviate it. Started swimming, dumped the canoes, we're swimming. I wasn't prepared for swimming, but I was anyway. And I got caught in an undertow. I was by myself. The other guys, they thought I was just playing, but I was going under, and I'm like, I don't think I can make it. I don't think I can get back up. And it kept carrying me further down, deeper and deeper. There was, anyway. And as I'm going down, two or three different times, my whole life is flashing before me. You know, they talk about that. Well, I experienced it. It really did happen. And you know what? The Lord pinpointed some things in my life that were not right. Some things I needed to get right with Him that I needed to take care of. And at that time, I cried out to the Lord in desperation, say, Lord, if you'll save my life physically, I will make these things right. I will turn my life around. And you know what the Lord did? He heard and answered my prayer. He allowed me, again, that third time I went down, I'm like, I could not get back up again. It had taken me under, but I was able to find some roots down below and was able to push off of those, had just enough strength to push off of those and to make it up, was able to make it to the shore. But you know, that was another time where I was able to reach out to God, though I wasn't feeling Him because I had actually strayed away from Him. There was some rebellion, but yet the Lord, in that time, He paid me a visit and answered my prayer and spared my life. It's like I found another, there He is, all right? There's the light switch. There He is. That was again, one of those experiences I've never forgotten. And I've been able to go back to that. And that other time when He gave me the scripture, I've been able to go back to those throughout my life. In times when I feel like, Lord, where are you at? I can reflect upon my past experiences with the Lord. And I can help. It's walking by faith. Though I don't feel Him at the time, but yet I can remember. And I know, I was like, Lord, I know You love me. And then, oh yeah, You do. I remember what You did that day. You spared my life. But then it goes on from there. You go through life. Whoa, all right, there we go. There's a step. There's another step. And then, all right, there's the altar bench. There was another time in my life. Times when I felt totally lost. It was some decisions to be made. I didn't know what to do. Didn't have a dad to turn to for some advice and counsel and so on and so forth. I'm like, Lord, what do I do? But you know what? I remembered again. In fact, it's a scripture that was engraved on the tombstone of my father's grave. That's Proverbs 3. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. That's a promise, folks. And you know, I was able to grasp hold of that, say, Lord, I still don't know what to do in these difficult times, these decisions. I have no clue. But Lord, I'm going to trust You. I'm going to walk by faith. And you know what? The Lord, He opened doors and He closed doors and He worked things out where I'm like, wow. And whether it was situations on the job, numerous times in times like that, I had no idea what to do in a job situation or even finding a job. And yet the Lord, I was able to reach out in faith and reach back in time and remember how the Lord had already helped me before and then reach out again with a promise. I'm like, yes, You will direct me. You promised that, Lord. And I was able to find the Lord again. And that inspired my faith again. Then I'm like, again, I can use that later on in my life. I'm like, Lord, I don't feel You. I don't see You working, but oh, You are there. I go back to those scriptures, back to those promises, back to those experiences, and I continue walking in faith. Because, Lord, I'm going to find You. When I really want You, I'm going to take the action. I'm going to walk by faith. And as I'm walking, there's a bench. Let's see. That was the altar. Aha, bench number one. All right. And bench number two. I'm getting close. And then there was another time in life. In fact, I'm going to backtrack just a little bit. In my late teens, I was going through a time of a lot of action going on, a lot of disappointments, some grief, some sadness, just needing to feel the Lord's presence. A lot of things had happened that summer. I was 18. And you know what the Lord did? I didn't even know how to pray. The Lord knew my heart. And it wasn't like I was reaching out for this, like, Lord, I need to feel something from you. And you know what happened? One of my good friends gave me a call that afternoon. And to this day, I can take you to the exact spot that I got that phone call and that I talked to him. And though that was almost 30 years ago, well, 28, 29 years ago, I can still remember part of that conversation. And you know, as I reached out to the Lord, I found him. He sent someone to call me, to give me some comfort, to give me some encouragement. And he was reminding me, I'm praying for you, bud. Just little things like that. That was like a little love note from the Lord. And that inspired my faith. And dear ones, to this day, I still remember that experience and how the Lord paid me a visit, and that paved the way for the Lord to continue to work with me and to comfort and help and direct me in some other areas of my life. But again, I had to take the action. I was reaching out for the Lord. I wasn't running from Him. I wasn't ignoring Him. I was like, Lord, I need something from You. And I get the phone call. So again, that's just another example. And then later on in life, fast forward several years. Yep, all right, that's the door. All right, here's the bench. I know she's close, all right? What'd you say?
You're coming to me?
Oh, yeah. You moving? She might play a prank on me here. I better be careful. But again, in life, sometimes there was even a time when I felt a desperate need of a visit from the Lord. And it was a time where I felt like some plans and some hopes and dreams were dashed. I'm like, Lord, where are you? I don't feel you. This didn't pan out. This didn't work out. But you know, the Lord gave me another scripture. It's in Jeremiah. You guys know it well. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. What a wonderful promise. And that's something, dear ones, I've been able to go back to numerous times since then. When it seemed like things were falling apart, when it seems like things were so difficult, when it seemed like things were so chaotic, and I couldn't find the Lord anywhere, yet I could go back to that scripture. I could go back to that promise because His promises never changed. His word never changed. You know what? This bench, it's still here. This wall, it's still here. And I know I'm getting close. I think I heard a little bit of rustling, though. So, whoops.
She's still your faithful wife.
Yeah, all right. She's still there. All right, she is. She didn't move. All right. But, dear ones, I want this to be something that you get a hold of for yourself. I was just sharing my own personal experience. And I know we all, sorry, Megan, I know we all have things that we can share and experience this morning. And this is just a little fraction of my life. But I want to promise you one thing. God has been faithful to me. And I know almost everyone in here can testify to the same thing. God can be found, dear ones. But you have to take the action. You have to reach out for Him. You have to have a desire. Dear ones, I promise you, He won't fail you. He won't let you down. He won't move on you all of a sudden. This bench just didn't up and walk away. This wall is still here. Yeah, I just bumped into it. All right? But God is still here, folks. And there is still a way and a pathway to find Him when we reach out to Him in faith. Okay? So, I think I'm about done with this part, folks. And I do need a drink of water, so. There we go. Wow. So this morning, I want to conclude with this. God can't take the steps of faith for us. And no one else can take your steps of faith either. It's got to be the Lord. I'm sorry, it's got to be you. The Lord's going to do His part. The Lord's never going to change. God's not. His promises aren't going to change. His word's not going to change. People are going to change. Circumstances are going to change. But yet, our duty is to take action and to work by faith. Even when we don't feel like it. Even when all the other, you fill in the blank. But yet, I've found the Lord to be faithful time and time again. And I know you will too. So let's all be encouraged this morning that the Lord would inspire our faith to continue walking by faith. You pray for me.